Right now, time for the birthday scam.
We're going to call Jackie. She had her car into the service station for some work and was never happy, and they sort of wrecked her car, and then they fixed it, and they wanted a whole bunch of money, and she ended up getting all the work done for free because she was very upset about it. Well, I'm going to call now and say that some extra bills have come in and try and charge her for it. And she uses some bad language, which I try to edit out as best I could.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jackie?
Yes, it is.
Jackie, this is Bob Sweeney calling from service station. How are you?
Fine.
Just following up on the recent work we did for you, and I want to make sure everything was running smoothly. Were you happy with your service?
Well, not at first.
What was wrong at first?
I didn't like the way I was treated by the gentleman in the front desk named John. He doesn't need to be working there. He has no customer service skills. He's rude. He's arrogant. He's abrasive. Everything negative that you could say about him, that's John.
He felt that maybe you were a little demanding.
Well, maybe.
But
maybe, but he's a weenie.
That's kind of uncalled for, wouldn't you say?
No, I don't think so. He's a p**k. That's plain, simple, and down to the point.
Now, ma'am, I don't appreciate that. That type
well, I don't
of,
care what you appreciate. He can jump straight up my butt because he was.
Excuse me?
You heard what I said.
He can jump up your butt.
That's right.
What does that
even
mean?
He was rude. He was an asshole. Excuse me, but that's what he was. And I don't mean to be telling you this, and I'm driving my kids to school, so if I have a wreck because of this, I will be going over there.
All right. Well, really, here's the reason I called, and I'm sorry that you didn't have the best experience. My understanding was that we ended up giving you all the work.
It doesn't matter what you end up giving. If you're wrong, you're wrong. There's no reason that anybody should be rude to anybody
at all. You're absolutely right. And
what's your name again?
Bob Sweeney.
Bob Sweeney. Hey, Aram, get the pen and write that name down. Bob Sweeney. Do you always call people in the morning and piss them off when they're driving their children to school?
Now, the real reason I was calling is that there are some further charges that have come through from your work.
Oh, hell no. Nuh-uh. Your ass hurts because that ain't happening. No.
My ass does not hurt, ma'am.
Well, it's gonna.
What are you going to do to it?
Well, don't worry about what I'm going to do to it. No, I'm not paying anything. No.
See, the mechanic, what he did, and this was really apart from the arrangements you had down there, he found some bad fuel injectors, and he went ahead and replaced those.
No, I'm not paying for nothing. No.
Well,
no. You know what? You're making me mad. I'm going to have to pull over.
What are you going to do? Why don't you come down here and talk to me?
Why don't I?
Yeah.
You don't know who I am, little man.
Who are you?
Don't worry about it. I'll cause you some damage.
I'm not afraid of you.
Don't. You ought to be.
Hey, I could take you.
You probably could.
One hand behind my back.
Well, maybe so. Put one hand behind your back. That's probably all I need.
So I don't know who you are, huh?
I'll just drive over there and we'll find out who I am. Where are you? Are you at that place over there where I took my car?
You don't know who I am.
You're right. Right, but I really don't give a damn.
It's Dean from the Dean and Rod Show.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Happy birthday.
Who did that?
This is from Brad and Angela.
Oh, my. I'm going to kick their butt.
They say you have a tendency to get very fired up.
Oh, well, they did. I'm shaking driving this car. My kid's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, I don't blame
them. You're not right.
I don't blame them.
I'm sorry I cussed at you.
Have a happy birthday, Jackie. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Bye.